Somebody give me $70.
Hello, everyone. So today, I'd like to start off, I think the last time I was up here, I talked about a friend of mine who got delivered from a plaque that was on his brain. The doctors told him that it was, you know, they couldn't help him. And he ended up getting healed after we prayed for about 3 hours. And he's still feeling great today, and that was 3-4 weeks ago. Well, anyway, he sent me pictures. He called me up one day, this is before we prayed, and this is before he actually knew that he had this plaque on his brain. I think he found that out the next day. But anyway, he sent me these pictures, and his wife, you know, she believes in God, but it stops there. You know, she doesn't want to talk about the devil. She don't want to hear anything. She don't want to even hear you praying in the house. You know, she's very stubborn. So she seen something on his back. He started sweating really, really bad. And she seen something on his back. And she freaked out and she said, "Give me the camera." She took a picture. And she, right then, I mean, that changed her life. Because, I mean, there's no way you can explain it. And just to let you know, these people don't know anything about computers hardly. You know, he does well enough to log on to the computer to put his time in and maybe to look at a few documents. But as far as photoshopping or doing something special to, you know, recreate something, no. But again, you got to just take my word for it. But these pictures I took, or these pictures I printed out, which I'm going to pass around, they're in black and white, so you can still see it. I'm sorry, I ran out of colored ink, but I wanted everyone to see what was on his back.
Oh my goodness.
And as you look, if you look at this part, of course you see his image, right? If you look in this part of the ear, or whatever you want to call that, there's another face. And I zoomed in on it, and that's exactly what it is. But you can see by looking at the back of his neck that he was sweating. It's kind of hard in a black and white picture, but you can see that he was just full of sweat. And that's the only shirt he had on. There's nothing underneath, and there's no other way to explain that. But that's what he had on him. And that's what ended up leaving him, and that plaque ended up disappearing. And today he's in great shape. The plaque is gone. No more problems. No more headaches. No more issues. But that's the picture. And God allowed his wife to see that.
Yeah, to change.
Because they've had a lot of things going on in their house. They've had things moving around their house. All sorts of things happen. And his wife was always just in doubt, you know. And every time he'd start trying to read Psalm 91 or pray, you know, his wife would freak out. No, you're going to upset the kids, you know. And so, you know, it started a big fiasco in the house, so he'd stop. So now, his wife, after she saw that, I mean, there's no way to explain it. No one sweats pictures, you know, or faces of demons. Nobody sweats that stuff. That's not normal, you know. But anyway, that's the picture. And all the idea was receive it in my email and print it out. But that's directly, that guy standing there is a friend of mine. So it's not through an internet, something I found, or anything like that. And I was the only one he sent that picture to. But I thought you guys should see that.
Isn't that something?
That's something else when you
well,
can get it on.
His wife, I bet you it changed.
Oh yeah. She was on the phone. Thank you. You know, just especially after he got prayed for and it came off. You know, she was so happy because it scared her to death. But that'll change anybody. Can you imagine seeing that on the back of your wife or back of your husband? Or, I mean, that's pretty clear. I wonder how clear it was when they seen it by their naked eye, right? And especially seeing the other face that's in the ear. That's what got me.
It was growing a baby, wasn't it?
It was growing something. But he's healed. He's healed today, and he's still healed. Praise the Lord.
See, them things affect you physically somewhere or another.
That's right.
Put some kind of destruction on your body.
And until you are delivered, your healing's not going to start. A lot of times, even after you're delivered, then the Lord has to heal the wounds that that thing caused.
Yeah.
But that's the start right there. And a lot of people, if the Lord wants them healed, which He wants everyone healed, but a lot of people are not accepting to healing. They don't know what they're looking at. They, you know, the Lord only gives you as much as you can handle, right? So if you can't handle seeing something, He's not going to show you. He doesn't want you to die of a heart attack. But some people are lucky enough and blessed enough that the Lord will show them what they have. So they'll seek help and prayer and seek Him so they can be delivered and be healed. But that's a blessing just to even have that picture so you guys could see that today.
Amen.
That's not something you normally catch. You don't always see something like that.
I have never.
But the Lord, He's starting to shake everything. The whole world's starting to be shaken. Everything's shaking. The Lord, in order for Him to get everyone where they need to be, in a place of repentance and prayer, you have to be shaken. If everyone's happy, not having any problems, they don't think about the Lord much. People don't call on the Lord until they're having problems. People don't seek His face or fall on their knees and repent unless there's a problem, unless there's a battle going on that they just can't seem to get themselves out of. So the Lord starts shaking everything, all the foundations of fleshly things. The banks, the economy, the food, the water. The Lord starts shaking these things. And as He's shaking these things, some people will repent. Some people will realize what's going on. And they'll come to a place where they know that there's nothing that they can do. And they need to call upon the Lord just to even see if He's there. A lot of people don't know. They have no faith. Just in a blind hope. That's why hope is so important. That's where a lot of faith begins, is with hope. They hope that the Lord's there to hear their cries. They hope that the Lord's there to see them and to actually care and love for them as they've been told. So that's when the people actually repent. That's when the people actually fall down and say, "Lord God, if You're there, help me.
Amen.
I need help, Lord. I can't do this." And then miraculously, right, to them, the Lord answers. The Lord helps them. They find their way out. Some people right then will stay on the road. The root that they have from that moment will grow. And their spirit will grow. But a lot of people will still turn away because why? They got through that hard moment. That hard time is over. They don't think about the Lord again. Or don't call out to the Lord again in the same way until they need Him.
Amen.
And this is why it's so tough today. No matter where we go or what we do or the churches that we go into, you have a division in every church. Every church is a division. You're going to have the people whose roots are not growing. Their seed got thrown on concrete or something and their roots have no... There's no foundation for them. They just turn the other way. They fall away. But this is why in Ephesians 1, verse 22 to 23, the Lord talks about how we're one body.
Yes.
And God has put all things under the authority of Christ, and He gave Him this authority for the benefit of the church. And the church is His body. It is filled by Christ, who fills everything, everywhere with His presence. We need to be one body.
Amen.
But we have to sift through the tares, which is the weeds. The Lord gives a parable about the wheat and the tares. And everywhere you go, you have the wheat, who are the Christians who are grounded in the faith, who are looking towards the Lord, who are using the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. And then you have the tares, which are the people who are just coming to church for whatever reason. They're not there to listen. They're there to be entertained. They're there to hear a good, feel-good message so they can go home and feel good for the week. They don't care about what's really going on. As long as they can feel happy for that day and that week, that's all they need. They just want to hear an uplifting message. Most of the time they don't even dwell on it. They don't look up the scriptures. A lot of them have never even read the Bible or even opened one up. They just want to feel good. It's almost like a drug addiction. You just keep going back to feel good every Sunday. And you're hoping it keeps you in high spirits for that whole week. That's what the Lord is talking about when He talks about the wheat and the tares. But we, being one body, we have to try our best to help these brothers and sisters and to help those around us come to know God as we know God. But the only way you're going to know the Lord is through the Holy Spirit. The Lord tells you that you must worship Him in spirit. Why? Because the Lord is of spirit. God is of spirit. The Holy Spirit is our power.
Yes.
That's the power. Without the power, you are lost. Without the power, you're one of these churches that are closing down every day. You're these churches that aren't... They're not open for the right purpose. They think, well, the Lord said for me to go out and evangelize, I'm going to open a church. Well, maybe the Lord didn't tell you to open a church. Maybe the Lord wanted you to do something else. But instead, without you waiting for the door to open that you can step through, the door that the Lord opens, you open the door yourself. And you say, I'm going to do all this for God because God needs me. I'm going to save the Lord. I'm going to save all these people. Only thing you're doing is trying to make yourself a big head. You're trying to make yourself important.
Yeah.
Not everybody has the same job.
Amen.
Not everyone has been ordained by the Lord to do certain work.
Amen.
He has a job for everyone. The whole body, to make up a body, you need arms and legs and head, eyes, nose, ears. You need everything. Well, my ear doesn't help me walk. My body parts are there for a specific function. So is the body of Christ. That's why the Lord has given everyone specific jobs to do. And anyone who crosses over to try to do another job, you're going to fail. You don't have the Lord's blessing to do that job. He's not there with you to do that job. He's ordained you or blessed you to do another job. That's why, without the Holy Spirit, you cannot discern this. You don't know. You're just trying to do your best. That's why we have so many churches that are closing. Somebody on Facebook asked the other day, some lady pastor, she said, you know, 1,400 churches or so are closing every month. I forgot the stats. But she gave all these statistics on basically churches closing down. Pastors turning away from God. Just horrible things happening with the church. And she said, can another pastor, somebody please tell me what is going on? See, she doesn't even know. What's going on is these people are stepping through doors that they're not opening. They're running through doors without the Lord opening them.
Amen.
They don't know the patience. They don't know how to wait on the Lord. They don't know how to do what the Lord wants them to do in the Lord's timing. So they try to force it. I always want to hear from the Lord every day. And there's a lot of times where I get impatient. But I have to wait if I want to hear the voice of the Lord. I have to wait. Because the Lord has His own timing. He has His own purposes for whatever. Like that picture that I passed out. The Lord's timing is always perfect. That man's wife, no telling if she could have took it a month or 2 months earlier. No telling. The Lord knows everything. His timing is always perfect. But in order to give us to get close to the Lord, in order for us to have the power to discern, the power of prayer, speaking in tongues, the power that the Lord wanted us to have, we have to have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We do nothing on our own.
Amen.
We can't do anything on our own. The Holy Spirit is who works through us. We don't do it. We're just a vessel. You have to be a willing vessel for the Lord to work through you. Once you're that vessel and you have that power, then the Lord works through you. A lot of churches are missing this power. They're missing this. They think that they can receive the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit just by saying, "Lord, give it to me." And they don't even have the Spirit yet. They're jumping ahead. They're going through a door that the Lord has not opened for them yet. You can't do this. That's why churches are closing. That's why people are turning against God. That's why whenever the East Coast going through their hurricane or earthquakes or whatever, that's why people start dying of fear. I read the other day, I think there's only been 7 or 9 deaths, thank the Lord, but because of this hurricane. But one person died of a heart attack. Other people died from trees falling on them and debris. But one person died from a heart attack. See, that's what happens when all these disasters, and when it gets worse or it's more concentrated, or think if there wouldn't have been a warning. There would have been a lot more deaths than that. But people get scared. That's a natural reaction. You get scared at first. But then if you have the power of the Spirit working through you, the Lord calms you down and starts directing your footsteps.
Hallelujah.
But without that, you have a good possibility of dying and having a heart attack, making a bad decision. The Lord's not helping you. The Spirit has to help you.
Amen.
Now the Spirit convicts you of things that you do that's wrong. The Spirit tells you, "I don't want you doing that. You know this is wrong."
Amen.
God does not want you. I've had God tell me before.
Yeah.
An audible voice. Sounded like it was right here. Said, "God does not want you to do that." And I was like, okay. The Holy Spirit will convict you. He regenerates you, and as said in Titus 3:5. He baptizes you in 1 Corinthians 12:13. He indwells you in 1 Corinthians 3:16, Galatians 2:20, and 1 Corinthians 6:19. He teaches you, John 16, verse 12 through 13. He guides you, as it says in Acts 8:29. He infills you, as it says in Ephesians 5:18. He empowers you, as it says in Romans 8:13. He endows gifts, as mentioned in Romans 12:6 through 8, 1 Corinthians 12:8 through 10, 28 through 30, and Ephesians 4:11. He produces fruit, love, joy, and peace. That's the things that we all want. Love, joy, and peace. Wouldn't everyone here be so happy with those three things?
Amen.
Love, joy, and peace.
Amen.
We're all here. Everyone in the world is looking for one thing. Acceptance. With acceptance, people feel loved. People only want to feel loved. They want to feel like they have a purpose. Without purpose, that's why people commit suicide. People think they don't have a reason in the world to live.
Yeah.
Why? Because they don't have any purpose. Why? Because they're not accepted. The kids that are killing themselves in schools, that are going to schools with guns and killing other kids. Why? Because they were bullied. They didn't feel accepted. They felt like they had no purpose. That the world was revolving without them and they were just standing there with no purpose. Love, joy, and peace. So important. But we all have to look at it in this way, that we're all seeking the same thing, except others are lost and we're not. But without the power of the Holy Spirit, at any moment you could be lost. That's why drug addicts go back to drugs. They come to church, they praise the Lord, but guess what? If they don't get infilled with the Holy Spirit, they 99% of the time, if not more, they're going to go back to drugs.
Amen.
Unless the Lord can help you from any addiction, any problem you have, you're going to go back to that addiction. I don't care how many AA meetings you go to or whatever. If the Lord's not in it, it's not going to survive. If the Lord's not in it, your root's not going to grow. When the Lord plants you, when He puts you in a place that you need to be to learn the Word of God, learn about Him, accept His Spirit. Let the Spirit work through you. You're not rooted and grounded. That's not of the Lord if you're not. You're going to fail. That's why so many people fail nowadays. That's why we have so many problems. We do not seek the Lord's advice first. Once He gives the advice, we don't follow the Lord's advice. We try to take over. We try to do the things that we think the Lord wants us to do. We try to do it when we think the Lord wants us to do it. We try to open our own doors.
Yeah, we're going to fix it.
Because we've always been told that we can fix anything with intuition and you know, just the American way, especially in America. We can do anything. Well, you know what? When you start thinking that you can do anything and that you can show the Lord that you really don't need Him, that's when you become like the Tower of Babel. They built the Tower of Babel to show the Lord that He's not going to drown them anymore. That's why King Nimrod ordered that tower to be built. So he could be worshipped at the top of the tower, and because he knew his ancestors back here, all drowned from the flood, that we're going to build a tower so tall that you're not going to be able to flood us out anymore, Lord. Because we can do anything.
Oh.
And what did the Lord do? He took care of that. He messed up their speech. And how think about it. How intelligent was that? You want everyone to start doing what you want them to do. You want that whole situation to change. And the only thing you do is change your speech so they can't understand each other. They didn't want to be around each other after that. Then they all just dispersed, right? How smart is that? I mean, the Lord didn't pick them up and move them. They moved themselves. When you're not working under the power of the Spirit, when you're not doing what the Lord wants you to do, you're going to be moved. The Lord's going to do something to change that situation. And if you're there to listen, if you learn from it, and you start waiting on the Lord, waiting for His Spirit to work through you, you'll be successful. But when you're not, you won't be one body. You're not going to be one body. How can you be a body of something if you're separated from it? You can't be a body of a church without the Lord. Amen. Christ is the head of the body.
Amen.
Christ is our leader. Christ is the one we worship. He's our God. We love Him. We follow Him. We're supposed to listen to Him. There's so many verses in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that talk about Jesus telling the disciples, "Do as I say." If you don't do as I say, how do you say you're mine? How do you say you love me if you're not doing as I ask you to do? He's trying to teach us to be a body. And see, that's what's happened all these years. All these years. People start separating. Baptist, Pentecost, Lutheran, Methodist. All these people start separating, right? What's happening? The body of Christ being torn apart. The head, the arms, everything being stretched out. There goes the power. You know why the power of God disappeared? When the head got tore off the body. The rest of the body didn't have no power. Why? Because the Holy Spirit didn't go with that part. So all these people are looking around, they're lost. You can go to a church now, you can go to large congregations, and even if they've been going every Sunday for 10, 20 years, they all have different thoughts about everything. Nobody is in one accord on anything that they're listening to. Preacher says, "The Lord loves you." One man hears, "Oh, the Lord wants to make me rich." Another person hears, "Oh, the Lord ain't going to make me go through bad times because He loves me." Everybody hears something different. Why? Because the power of the Holy Spirit is not working through those people. They don't really understand the true meaning. They're lost. I tell you, there's a lot of things coming. A lot of people, they don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear about bad times. When Abraham got promised the land and he first seen it, it was in a major drought. The land was in a major drought. Can you imagine the Lord sends you somewhere and you look and it's in drought? Everything's dead or dying? Oh, thank you, Lord. I mean, can you imagine some of the thoughts that Abraham might have had at the time he was Abram? Can you imagine? Thinking, the Lord just sent me someplace to die? He sent me someplace that's dead? See, you got to wait on the Lord. The Lord sends them there. He sees it. It's dead. But what does He do? He waits. He waits.
Amen.
You wait on the Lord, everything works out. everything. I don't care how bad the situation, I don't care what's going on in your life, I don't care what kind of body aches you have, I don't care what kind of cancers you have, I don't care what kind of disease you have, I don't care what kind of boss you have, what situation you have at work, with money, with food, with anything you have. If you wait on the Lord will provide. The Lord is the one that we need to wait on. He's the one that provides for us. But we've mentioned David Wilkerson quite a few times here before. And for those of you who might not know, David Wilkerson was a pastor in New York. He wrote a couple of books. And he started helping gang members and a lot of kids, drug addicts, people get off the streets. He was a pastor for over 50 years, 50, 55 years. He died earlier this year in a car accident. And the Lord has shown him a lot of different things over the years. And in 1973, he put out a book called The Vision. And in this book, he put in there exactly what the Lord told him to tell us. He said he was even afraid because he knew that people would rebel against him or say, oh, whatever, because they don't want to hear it. But he knew that he had to tell everyone. So he put this book out and he let everyone know, hey, there's going to be a huge earthquake in America like never seen before. But before that, there'll be an earthquake in Japan that'll be so devastating. He mentioned one on the West Coast, which is always that also has happened. But besides the Lord showing him the devastation and all the bad things, the Lord helped him write another book. And I recommend this book to anyone. God's Plan to Protect His People in the Coming Depression. The Lord wants to uplift everyone. He doesn't want His children to be afraid. He doesn't want you to see the news and all of a sudden start freaking out, jumping in your car and heading for the border. He wants you to wait on Him. And in this book, there's a lot of things that David Wilkerson wrote in here about how the Lord loves us and how He's going to protect His people.
Amen.
But this is a good book. I'd recommend it to anyone. And like he said, it's good to keep on hand so when those disasters happen, that you can pick it up, because I'm telling you, it will give you some confidence in the Lord. It is very uplifting. And we need that. No one wants to always just hear about the bad things, and the Lord knows that. He doesn't want to just tell us the bad things. The Lord wants you to know that He's there to help you, that He's there if you just listen to Him. Be that body. Be that body that works through the Spirit. Because I don't know about you, but everything I mentioned earlier, I want to be convicted if I'm doing something wrong.
Amen.
I want the Lord to heal me when I have a problem. I want the Holy Spirit to indwell me, to work through me. I want the Holy Spirit to teach me. I want to learn exactly God's meaning when He says something. I don't want to hear somebody else's meaning about, oh, the Lord's going to make me rich because He promised He loves me. I want to know what the Lord's saying. I want to be guided by the Holy Spirit. I want to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to do God's work. Because without that power, the body is not a body. There is no body. You can't have a kingdom without a king. That's never happened. Same thing with the body of Christ. You can't have a body without Christ. And I want the fruit. I want love, joy, and peace. I want these things. See, that's another thing. You have to want. You have to have hope. Without these things, you're never going to feel like you're needed, wanted. The devil's going to work through you so many times. He's going to tell you so many horrible things. And without that Holy Spirit being there working through you, you're going to listen to the devil because you think it's your own thoughts. There's somebody, which I won't say no names, but there's somebody that was prayed for the other day. And they were told never to go anywhere by themselves. Because the devil has actually put out a plan already to have this person taken, kidnapped.
Yeah.
But see, the Lord, He knows these things. And he warns his people. But without the Holy Spirit working, that person would never know that. It was a little girl. Without the Holy Spirit, this little girl was probably good as gone. If the devil has his mind to get you and you ain't got the Holy Spirit working, you're in trouble. But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord has given us a way out. He's given us His Holy Spirit. You can accept Him or you can deny Him. You can accept the power that the Holy Spirit works through you, or you can deny it and let it sit idle if you have it and never use it. That's up to you. But the Lord gives us that for a reason. To be one body. And to do the work that He wants us to do. The disciples, they didn't do that much until the Lord gave them the Holy Spirit. Once He gave them the Holy Spirit, they became mighty men. They did all sorts of wonders. Walking through towns, the people being healed by their shadows. Blessing handkerchiefs, praying over handkerchiefs that went to people, and the handkerchiefs, just because of the presence of the handkerchief, because the Holy Spirit was on it, the people got healed.
Amen.
Nothing like that happened without the Holy Spirit. Everything we've seen yesterday, anything you ever see about somebody getting healed, Holy Spirit. That's the part that people are leaving out. They say, I love God, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. But they never use the power that the Lord is willing to give them, the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So don't be riled, don't be upset when you see these things coming on the news. Don't be upset. Let the Spirit guide you. Let the Spirit tell you what to do. It's all about the waiting on the Lord. Look at Noah. He had to wait over 100 years. 100 years of those people mocking him. Because back then it didn't rain. Water just came up out of the ground. 100 years they mocked him. Can you imagine that? And they said they ridiculed him all the time. But who survived and who didn't? And those people were knocking on that door. 100 years of laughter, ridicule, unacceptance was knocking on that door that the Lord had closed. So don't let the Lord close the door on you. Praise the Lord. That's all I have today. Now's the time for prayer. And we all need prayer. Because like I said, the King of our body is the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone that follows the King, we all need the King. We all need prayer. No matter who we are, where we are. Any church you ever see, that preacher up there or whoever's talking, that person's just as messed up as anybody else.
Amen.
That person needs just as much prayer, or maybe even more, than the other people that are listening. The Lord's the one we follow. Not any man, woman. The Lord. Did you show them that picture? See, a friend of mine, actually this man right here is a friend of mine. He sent me this picture. His wife, she didn't ever want to hear about anything bad or anything. She didn't believe in demons or anything else. And one day they were working at his house. And it's hard to see in this black and white picture, but if you look at his neck, you can see it's real shiny. Yeah. He's sweating real bad. That's his sweat. She freaked out, grabbed a camera, took a picture because she couldn't even hardly talk, and showed him the picture. And if you look at the right part of it over here, like where it looks like an ear, there's another face. Well, anyway, he went to the doctor, and the doctor said that he was going to die. They don't know what to do for him. He had plaque on his brain. And it was so thick, and it covered his whole brain, they didn't know what to do. And this is coming from specialists. In Indianapolis. Well, after this thing came off of him, he was healed. No more problems. No more headaches. No more issues. And that's what it was that was on him. A lot of times demons will manifest themselves in a way so people will know. So they will know to seek help. This doesn't always happen, though. You don't always get a picture. But that's sweat.
Biggest part of all our sickness is called the demon.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we make a lot of bad decisions.